This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Monday an airstrike in the area of Rafah in southern Gaza that killed dozens of Palestinians was not intended to cause civilian casualties and would be investigated. He said in Rafah, we already evacuated about 1 million non-combatant residents, and despite our utmost effort not to harm non-combatants, something unfortunately went tragically wrong. He said in a speech in Parliament that was interrupted by shouting by opposition lawmakers. Netanyahu also reiterated his commitment to bring back all Israeli hostages taken during the October 7th attack, but was interrupted by shouting family members of hostages. A watchdog issued a warning on Monday after an analysis of Iran's uranium stockpile, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
According to a confidential report by the United Nations nuclear watchdog, Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels. Iran is seeking to have economic sanctions imposed over the country's controversial nuclear program lifted in exchange for slowing the program down. The report by the International Atomic Energy Agency also comes against the backdrop of heightened tensions in the wider Middle East over the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. Israel and Iran carried out direct strikes on each other's territory for the first time last month. I'm Norman Hall.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Papua New Guinea's massive landslide 3 days ago buried more than 2,000 people, the government said on Monday, as treacherous terrain impeded aid and lowered hopes of finding survivors. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was in Spain on Monday in pursuit of more weapons to fight Russia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has secured from Spain a pledge of additional air defense missiles to help fight the about 3,000 bombs that he says Russia launches every month at Ukraine. However, Ukraine still urgently needs another 7 U.S.-grade Patriot air defense systems to stop Russia hitting the power grid and civilian areas, as well as military targets, with devastating glide bombs that wreak wide destruction. Glide bombs are heavy Soviet-made bombs fitted with precision guidance systems and launched from aircraft flying out of range of air defenses. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A U.S. congressional delegation has met Taiwan's new leader in a show of support shortly after China held drills around the self-governing island in response to his inauguration speech. Representative Andy Barr, the co-chair of the Taiwan Caucus in Congress, said on Monday in the capital, Taipei, the United States is fully committed to supporting Taiwan militarily, diplomatically, and economically. Taiwan's new foreign minister, Lin Qilong, noted the recent Chinese drills and called the American delegation's visit an important gesture of solidarity at a critical time. North Korean state media reports a rocket carrying the country's second spy satellite exploded in midair on Monday. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The North's official Korean Central News Agency says the launch of the spy satellite happened at North Korea's main space center. But the news agency says the rocket blew up soon after liftoff due to a suspected engine problem. South Korea says it detected a launch trajectory believed to be a spy satellite from the North's main space center, but 4 minutes later, many fragments were spotted in the waters. In Japan's NHK Public Television reports, an image captured by a camera in northeastern China showed an orange light in the sky and then an apparent explosion a moment later. I'm Mike Hempen.
A series of powerful storms in the central and southern U.S. over the Memorial Day holiday weekend has killed at least 21 people as they left a wide trail of destroyed homes, businesses, and power outages. The destructive storms caused deaths in the state of Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Kentucky, and were just north of an oppressive early season heat wave, setting records from South Texas to Florida. I'm Joe Ramsey.